Now, if you're like most of us, you've had a lot of people tell you a lot of things, and all of them weren't necessarily in the Bible. Sin is one of those favorite topics. What I want to start off with is some of the terms that are really non-biblical terms, yet a lot of people quote them, and they often use this to try to prove a non-biblical doctrine of being born in sin. What they want to say is that sin is somewhere in the physical body, and therefore, we can't be free from sin in this lifetime. However, we really ought to base our doctrine on biblical phrases. So let me share with you a few of the phrases that I've heard over the years. Adamic nature. It's not in the Bible. We actually had someone say to us once, Adam's nature got up when he saw that naked woman. We've also heard, and I'm sure you have, you're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But that's not a Bible phrase. Jesus was the only one that was born holy. We're born sinners. We're born with a carnal nature. From conception onward, you're sinful. There's an evil nature. There's fallen flesh. There's a fallen nature. You have your inborn sin that you just can't get rid of. Oh, we're inherently sinful. There's an inherited tendency to do bad. Oh, it's those laws of nature, you know. And that lustful nature. Or maybe it's the nature of Adam, or the nature of the flesh. You know, none of these are Bible words, Bible terms. They're not found in the Bible. We've also heard of original sin, that you're originally sinful. Well, that you maybe just have a potential of evil when you're born, that you have a potential to sin. Well, we've heard that sin's in the blood of the mother, sin's in the blood of the father, sin's passed on through the seed of man. It's in the egg of the woman. We've heard that you have a sinful body and a sinful nature, and that you're a sinner by nature. We've heard of the spirit of the flesh. We've heard that you're unclean from birth. We've heard that you're born sinful and that you're just not born holy. But those are not biblical terms. They're quoted as if they were, but they're not. There are many Bible scriptures that disprove the false teaching that people have that they're born in sin, or that sin is somewhere in the physical body. The following scriptures are a few that I'm going to share with you that can be used to disprove the false teaching that sin is in the physical body. Let's start with 1 Corinthians 6, verses 18 through 20. This says, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now this scripture shows that sin cannot be in the physical flesh body because, first of all, it says every sin that a man does is without the body. If the physical body was the problem, the sin would not be without the body. Number two, if sin is in the physical flesh body, how could someone sin against his own body? That doesn't even make any sense. Then it goes on to say that the body is a house for the Holy Ghost. Now, God's Holy Ghost can't dwell in something sinful or evil. And it also says we're to glorify God in our body. Now, if our physical body was evil, it would be impossible to glorify God in it. Let's go on to another scripture, 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." This scripture again shows that sin cannot be in the physical flesh body because it says the temple is of God. It doesn't say the temple is of the devil, and it says it's holy. This scripture does not say that the sinful temple defiles the man. It says the man can defile the temple. Now, if the body or the temple was evil, then this scripture should say that the temple can defile the man. Now, let's go on to a picture here. Still dealing with that idea of the body being the temple, then Jesus gave us a picture in Matthew 21:12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Now, when Jesus cleansed the temple, he did not say there was something wrong with the structure or the building itself. The problem was the evil activity that was going on inside the temple. This was a picture that there's nothing wrong with our body or temple, but that any evil activity, which would really be evil thoughts, inside our mind can be cast out. Let's go to Jude verse 8. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Now this scripture shows that the physical flesh body is not sinful or evil, because if the flesh was evil, then this scripture really should say that the flesh defiles the people. Instead it says the people defile the flesh. And again, that's by choices that we make as to what we have going on within our mind. James 3:6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. The point here is that the body is not sinful or defiled at birth. The scripture says the tongue defiles the whole body. It doesn't say the body is already defiled. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 6, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Now, if sin is in the physical flesh body, this scripture really ought to say, suffer not thy flesh to cause thy mouth to sin. But sin is not in the physical flesh body. Job 5:6, although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground. Okay, from this one we read that affliction, trouble, and sin does not come from the ground. Well, where did man come from? According to Genesis 2:7, man was created from the ground, the dust of the earth. Therefore, man was not created with a sinful, physical, flesh body. Luke 6:45 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Now the point we can get from this is that good and evil seem to be in the same place. It's in the heart, which really is symbolic of the mind, rather than in the physical flesh body. Another point is, what makes a person good or evil is the treasure. It's either good or evil, and that is something that we acquire, not something that we already have at birth. Matthew 12:43-44 says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. The point here is, it shows sin cannot be in the physical flesh body because, first of all, the unclean, called here an evil spirit, it was cast out. It wasn't an original part of that person. It left. The second point is, after this evil spirit was cast out, the house was empty. Now, when something is empty, that means there's nothing left in it. In this case, it is a person, their house, their mind, that is empty of unclean or evil spirit. And this means that there is no evil nature in the physical flesh body. Now, sin being the topic that it is, it seemed like what might be helpful would be to share what the Bible does say sin is. Well, it occupies a lot of minds, so let's see what the Bible has to say about it. You may be surprised about some of these. The scriptures say in Job 33:27, he looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right. So according to the scriptures, sin is perverting things that are right. Now, no baby is born perverting things that are right, so we aren't born in sin. We're taught to sin. Psalm 36:3 says, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. So this tells us that sin isn't something you necessarily do. It can be just even words that you speak. Now, babies aren't born speaking words, good or bad. So we're not born in sin. We're taught to sin by the words that we get within our mind. 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So this tells us that rebelling against God and being stubborn is sin. Now, babies aren't born in a rebellious condition, and they're not stubborn. So we aren't born in sin. We're taught to sin by ideas that come within our mind as we grow. we have another, there's a couple of scriptures here that show the same point. It shows that to break God's commandments or laws, if we disobey them, if we transgress them, this is sin by definition of the Bible, not just by someone saying it. 1 Samuel 15:24, "And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words." In the New Testament, 1 John 3:4 says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." Now, no baby is born transgressing or going against God's law or commandment. It's something that we're taught to do as we grow. So we're not born in sin. We're taught to sin as we grow up. Proverbs 14:21 tells us, "He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth." So despising one's neighbor, having hatred in your heart, is a sin. But that's not something a baby is born doing. It's something that we're taught. So we're not born in sin. Proverbs 21:4 tells us, "A high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin." Now, pride and arrogance is certainly not something that a baby has at birth. It is something, however, that we're taught. It's something that we grow up and learn. So we're not born in sin. We're taught to sin. A very clear scripture in Proverbs 24:9, "The thought of foolishness is sin." That is such a clear Bible key as to what sin is. It tells us that sin is in the thoughts. Because, you know, you never really do an action except that you've already had the thought. And a foolish thought just means a perverse thought, an evil thought. That is sin. Babies aren't born with perverse thoughts, but we certainly do learn them as we grow up in this world. So we're not born in sin, but we are taught to sin. Romans 14:23 says, "And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin." So if we do something and we're doubting in it, we think perhaps it's a wrong thing, it taints that. It truly is sin to us because we have doubt within our mind regarding that issue. Now, we're not born with doubt. Babies don't doubt, but it is something that we're taught to do. So we're not born in sin, but we're taught to sin. James 2:9 says, "But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors." So if we value one person for what they have, rather than treating all people equally because they're God's children, this is a sin. But no baby is born with a respecter of persons' evil thought within their mind. It's something that we grow as we grow up within this world. We learn to respect someone that's got more knowledge or someone that's got more money because they can advantage us. But we're not born with that thought, so we're not born in sin. We're taught to sin. James 4:17 says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." So when you know the right thing to do and you leave off doing that, that is sin. It is evil. But babies really don't do much of anything when they're born, are they? And they really don't know how to do good. They really don't know too much at all. So babies aren't born with this sin. And we're not born in sin. We're taught to sin. 5:17 says, God's righteousness, that. But babies aren't born doing something unrighteous, so babies aren't born in sin, and neither were we. We're taught to sin.